Now, the Australian mango industry, it recently met in Darwin to talk about how the industry can improve over the next 3 years. And one area that was highlighted was the need to improve temperature management. Now, how can you manage the temperature of a mango, and what is the ideal temperature? I got Industry Chief Executive Robert Gray to explain.
Like us, you know, there's a certain temperature that keeps us happy. You know, there's certain temperatures that keep our mangoes happy. So, you know, when our mangoes are being shipped from farm through to the marketplace, we like to keep them, you know, around the 13 degrees. So it's really important that our growers are cooling the product to that temperature before they put them on the truck. It's important that the trucks that transport them to market hold them at that temperature. When they get to market, it's then important that we ripen them up into those lovely, juicy, you know, mangoes that come, you know, with great colour. And to do that, the mango likes to warm up a bit. So we warm the fruit up in the ripening rooms up to 18 to 20 degrees for a couple of days. And that allows the fruit to develop its flavours and its juiciness. And again, it's really important that the temperature that happens through that process is very controlled. If it gets too hot, the fruit doesn't ripen well. There could be extra diseases. It mightn't develop the flavours you want. If it's too cold, it happens really slowly. And then the product has to be cooled down again, because if we left it at those temperatures, it would become overripe very quickly. And it's cooled down and then sent out through the supermarket DCs, through the independent greengrocers' facilities to the store. So
there's a bit to it. You know it back the front. Are there parts of the supply chain that are letting the industry down?
Absolutely. That's what we've identified. You know, it is complex. There's a lot of our industry are doing it right every time, but there's also pockets of the industry that don't understand, have new staff that may need to be retrained. And it's, you know, it's those small steps in the process. You know, a grower could have spent all his time for the last 12 months growing a beautiful mango, but if it ends up on the floor of the Sydney markets, or it ends up in a warehouse in Perth and it's at the wrong temperature for the wrong period of time, it could all be lost. So, yeah, this is about making sure that everybody has the information.
Yep.
And second to that, we'll follow through to make sure that everybody's following those processes.
That's Robert Gray. Now, Leo Scaleros, he's the president of the NT Mango Industry Association. Leo, how big an issue do you think temperature management is?
Yeah, it's a fairly large issue. It can result in things like mango browning, and it affects the shelf life of the product. So mangoes won't last as long as if they have a big temperature variation. Well, in the cold chain period through ripening, and like I said, it can lead to downgrading and breakdown of fruit.
What are some of the horror stories that you've heard over the years when temperature management goes wrong?
Well, I had an incident myself where fruit was overguessed and too high a temperature, and the fruit is broke down. You know, a large percentage of the fruit broke down. And this fruit was mainly first grade fruit that was ripening up, that was trying to get pushed through. But I've heard many and seen many in the markets, because I do travel to the marketplace coming off trucks, that fridges have broke down, fruit stored under tarps, out in the sun, a whole heap of up on pallets so that they can be closer to the roof. People don't have the storage capacity or storage at all for the mangoes and take them on trying to make money. So just breaks down or gets browning.
So how do you think the industry can improve this? What's the key?
Well, we've started by putting loggers in trucks, making sure that the trucking companies have good maintenance records of their machinery, because there's a lot of freezers that break down on the way, sometimes because of maintenance issues, sometimes growers trying to push hot fruit on the trucks and the unit just can't cope with it because the trucks are used just to pull down, to keep the fruit at that temperature. Once it's cooled down, they haven't got the capacity to pull a whole truckload or half a truckload of fruit from 30 degrees down to 12, 13 degrees.
And the temperature logs, they give you a reading, what, every hour, is it?
Various loggers can be set to give different parameters at different timing intervals. My understanding is that they can vary, so you can have every hour, every half an hour, half a day, whatever you want to set them to, every 10 minutes if you want. They can vary.
Robert Gray mentioned that there were pockets of the industry that just don't understand temperature management. He didn't name who it is in the supply chain. Have you got an inkling on where it's really falling down?
I don't think understanding is that much of an issue. I think most of the people know that mangoes travel best between sort of 12 to 14 degrees, but sometimes people try and pre-ripen the fruit so it lands on a falling market. They're trying to get it there so it's a little bit more forward to try and catch the market that week before the price drops, so it's moving along the way. Basically, your mangoes won't aspire, they won't ripen at 12 to 14 degrees. That's just the holding temperature. But the thing is, when they do ripen, they release ethylene gas, and when that gas is enclosed and it goes stale, that's when it can lead to browning and rots and so on. So some people are sending their fruit at 20 degrees, trying to get 2 or 3 days extra on the ripening, because once your fruit is moved down and received at the other end, it will take another 5 days for it to reach the right colour for sale. So that's gassed or put in a heat room at 20 degrees and trickle gassed or just a higher temperature.
Looking to improve temperature management of the mango supply chain is nothing new for industry. I've been to workshops myself in the past that talks about this. Yep. Are you confident this latest push by industry will actually make a difference?
I think so, because this is part of our... We had a strategic plan workshop a year ago, I think, in Brisbane, which I was a part of, and I was the one that recommended that we do best practices manual. So it's a strategic plan going from A, putting them in the ground and getting them, looking after the fruit along the way for farmers, for transport, for industry. So I think when it's set out as basically like a recipe for someone and everything's explained along the way, that maybe we'll get a bit more compliance.
Appreciate your time today, Leo. Thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you very much.